The shir should be a special chutz for Arminei Ratz Shiyichu and for Moshe ben Peshadin, Shad Barachas Lach Vachomet Zayadav, for four Rav Moshe ben Rezel, and if anybody would like a shir dedicated in someone's honor, you may contact me. The Gemara in Meseches Ksubis and Afir Aleph Amir Aleph says, Amir Funa Ger Kotten Matbilan Osal Das Beisdin. A Ger Kotten, you put him in the mikvah, Al Das Beisdin. My Kamash Malan, what is this teaching us? It's teaching us to schus hulo v'zakin ladim shaloi b'fonav. It's teaching us that this is a schus and that you're mezake a person shaloi b'fonav, even not in his presence, and therefore this katan is considered as if it's not in his presence because the katan doesn't have das. And that line is part of Akasha, because the Gemara goes on to say, we already know that Zakin Ladim Shalom B'Fanav. Tanina, Zakin Ladim Shalom B'Fanav, Bein Chag Ladim Elob Shalom B'Fanav. You're allowed to bring advantage to a person, not disadvantage. Okay, the Gemara launches into a discussion there. Our concern here is what Tosfos asks. Tosfos says, Hazchia mitam shlichos vein shlichos lekotten. That zchia is mitam shlichos. The reason you're able to be mezakeh somebody, you're able to benefit somebody, not in their presence, is because it's like you're their shliach. Vein shlichos lekotten. There's no shlichos for kotten. How are we mezakeh the kotten when there's no shlichos for a kotten? Zchia is mitam shlichos. So Tosfos is nitchak to be metareitz. That he's only a ger de rabbanon, and he's mutter bebas Yisrael, the ish koich biat chachamim lakor davrim in atayra, ayin sham and tosfos. That's a huge, huge chiddush. That this ger katan is only mutter, is only getting married, is only a ger mid rabbanon. Even though Menatar is an Obed Kochavim, he can still marry a Jewish girl. So that's a chiddush. From Rashi, it's a muchach that this ger katan is min haTorah. So we are going to go to explain this sugya in the derech of Hagoyin Rav Moshe Chevroni Zatzal, who has a beautiful, beautiful set of svarim called the Maaseis Moshe. So we have learned numerous shtiklach of the Maaseis Moshe, but not anything recent. Not anything recently. So I'm glad to get back into it a little bit, and this should be a prod me on to do a lot more, because his shiurim are le'elo le'elo mikol birchasa v'shirasa. So we're stuck with the problem, according to Rashi. If he's a ger katan min haTorah, what are we going to do with Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos' kasha was that it's zechias mitam shlichos and ein shlichos lekatan. So we know that midin Torah you need a beis din for tefilas geirim. Reish lachgor, what's pshat? What's the tafkid of the beis din? Is the din that when he does mila and tevila, he becomes a ger? That's what makes him a ger. It just has to be done in the presence of the Beis Din. Or the din is that the Beis Din are megayrim. Beis Din are machnesim tachas kanfei hashchina. Is it pshat that it's done in front of the Beis Din, or the Beis Din are the one who are poel, they are activating his geiris? A very well-known chakira in this sugya. So l'chor we can prove that the Beis Din are megayrim and machnes tachas kanfei hashchina from the Gemara in Yevam, Shemin Elazar, and Mem Zayin, B'Yefas Toyar, that according to his opinion, you can coerce her into being Tovel, L'Shem Shifchus, and then she becomes a Shifcha Keninus, and then he's Matbil her L'Shem Shichur, then he can free her. Now she's free, and Mutter Bamiyad. And now he can be with her. She's Muteres to this man, to this Jewish man, this Yufas Tayr. Now there's a Machlokas Rishonim about an Eved after his Shichur. When an Eved is freed, does he need Tvila to be a Jew Minat Torah or not? Some Rishonim hold that he doesn't require Tevila Min HaTorah. The moment he's freed, he becomes a Yisrael Gomer, and the whole Tevila that he does is only a Din Derabbanan. However, Shitas HaRambam is that he requires Tevila Min HaTorah in Perek Yud Gimel, Lacha Yud Beis, Mehilchas Esurei Big, Sheishtachur HaEved, Tzarech Tevila Acheres, Bifnei Shlosha, Biyom Sheboti Gomer Geruso, V'yiyek Yisrael. When he's freed, when the Eved's freed, he requires tevila, another tevila in front of three, on the day that his gerus finishes, and he's like a Jew. So the Rambam holds that this is a din Torah; it's not just a gzera derabbanan. So what's pshat in this machlokas rishonim? Whether a ger needs tevila midoraisa or not. So it would be talui in the geder of tevilas eved l'shem eved l'chiyuv mitzvah v'chiyuv mitzvah. Is tevilas avodim be'etzem gerus gemura l'shem yahadus to be a Jew? It's complete gerus. Just that he's mechuyuv mitzvahs only ki isha is because the kinyan iser shabo paters him from mitzvahs. But ilu yitzuyer that Yisrael would be an Eved Kenaini, he would also be Pater Min HaMitzvahs, as can be proven from Yevam Staf Ayin Amar Aleph. That's one side, that it's Geiris Gemura. He's a complete Jew when he becomes an Eved, just als Eved. He's Pater Min HaMitzvahs, like an Isha, Pater from Mitzvahs Man Grama. Or maybe the Geirus L'Shem Eved is not a Yiddish Geirus. It's not a Geirus Shel Yahadus. Rather, it's a special Geirus of Avdus. V'yesh din akum ve'eved v'Yisrael. So you have a din of a Goy, you have a din of an Eved, and you have a din of a Jew. Three separate categories. But an Eved, Be'etzem Geiruso, doesn't become a Jew. He just stops being a Goy, and he doesn't yet go into the category of being a Jew. Those are the two tzadim. Is he a full-fledged Jew, just Pater, Alts Eved? Or no, he's just an Eved. So the second tzad is the Rambam. As the Rambam writes, a very well-known Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Surei Bia, Eved Rak Yotze Mechlal Akum. Eved stops being a Goy, Aval Chai Yisrael Oba. But he's fourth, he's not a Yid. He's not yet in the category of being a Jew, an absolute Jew. And therefore, after his Shichur, his Etzem Geirus is that beforehand he was no longer a Goy, but he's not yet a Nochnish Dayid, not yet a Jew. And now you need a Gemar Geirus Sheikonis L'Klal Yisrael. Now he needs a Gemar Geirus that he should enter the Jewish people. And that's what the Rambam writes, that he after he's freed from his Avdus, he has to be Tovel again with the Minat Torah. The other opinion holds no, that it was already an absolute Geirus the first time around, and therefore the Tefillah would only be a Derabbanan. Well, the Fishita Sarambam, we can prove that the Beis Din makes the Chalos Geirus, and not that he is making himself a Geir just in the presence of the Beis Din. Because if we say that the Etzem Din Geirus is that the Geir himself activates the Geirus when he's Malan Tava L'Shem Yahadus, if so, how can you have this din, or Shimon Elazar, that after the shichur of this Yifas Toar, from being Shifcha, you force her, coerce her, and you're matbil her l'shem yadus. It is true that he's the bailam to be megayer her, but since the etzim inyan and maisa geirus is shaykh only if the person himself is machnas himself l'tachas kanfei hashchina, and he has kavana to be a Jew when he's tovel, if so here, that she's not miskavenes l'shem geirus, her kavana is not to convert, what does it help that you're tovel l'shem geirus? The pshat is that the person's doing it just in the presence of Beis Din, you need kavana. And therefore it would appear that the gather of geirus is that Beis Din make the chalos geirus, and you don't need all you need is that the Beis Din does the geirus. So since the chalos is done by the Beis Din, so if he's a normal ger, a regular ger, so then he has to want to be mezgayer. Can't be mezgayer a person bal korcho. He has to have ratzon lizgayer. Once he has ratzon lizgayer, Beis Din is doing it for him. But by an eved, that this exeris hakasuv, that we don't require his ratzon, you can be mezgayer him, even bal korcho. And therefore you have this inyan of the tevila of the Eved, or tevila of the Ifas Torah, who was a Shivcha, and it's Baal Karcha, and Bar Kocho Shel Eved. So how's it done? If the person is doing it, so if they're making the chalos, then you need their ratzon. So the answer is no. That's the Beis Din. Beis Din's making the chalos. And here, by an Eved is Xeris HaKasuv, that you don't require his ratzah. So you can be Megayer and Baal Karcho, like in the case of the Eved, in the case of the Ifas Tor. We also see this from the Pasuk. Ben Ish Iyatamol Baal Karcho, Rashi, Viyatamol Ben Ish Ger, Habal is Gayer, Ein Lo Koch Lamo Beno Agadol Baal Karcho. And if a cursed person comes to be Mizgayer, he can't force his adult son to be Mizgayer. So if the Geder HaGeirus, so we have a Pasuk to teach us that. So if the Geder of Geirus is that he himself makes the Chalos Geirus, you don't need a Pasuk for that. How can you possibly have Geirus Baal Korcho? So it's Muchach that the Beis Din is the one who makes the Geirus. Just we require his ratzon, and therefore we need a pasuk that by akum shabal is gayer, he can't be mal his son bal karcho, even though it's the Beis Din. Says it's sad to say, if the Beis Din's doing it, so then it could be bal karcho. Kamashmalan, no, even though he's converting and he would want his son to convert, it still can't be done bal karcho. Also, we can learn this from the Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Mem Vav. That's where these Gemaras are centralized. Yevamis Memvav Memzayin. We can prove from the Gemara and up Memvav. She'ain matbilin ger b'Shabbos mepnei tikune gavri b'Shabbos lo matkinan. You're not allowed to be matbil a ger on Shabbos because it's a tikun on Shabbos. We don't make tikunim on Shabbos. So if we say the Mizgayer is doing the pulas hageiros, and it just has to be in the presence of Beis Din, so what's the tikune gavra? We're talking about a guy over here. He's a guy. You're telling the guy not to be metaken on Shabbos. Mabaya, let him be metaken himself on Shabbos. He's a guy. Afterwards, he's now a Jew. So it's mashma that it's the Beis Din doing it. So it's the tikkunei gavra of the Beis Din. However, it would appear that our chakira is taller in the alfusa of the din, the limud of the din, that you require a beis din for geiris. Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason you need a beis din is because it says mishpat by geiris. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the pasuk of Ushvat etem tzedek. So it would appear that the one who learns from the pasuk of Mishpat, we have no raya that beis din makes the chalos geiris. It could be that geiris is like Mishpat, it has to be in front of three people. Demi de chalitza, that's in front of three people, there also. It's a din bifnei beis din, beis din doesn't make the chalos chalitza. However, Rabbi Yehuda learns in the pasuk of Ushvat etem tzedek. So it's Ushvatim, they're judging righteously. So it's the beis din making the mishpat and the din geiris. So it would come out that our chakira is really a machlokas tanoim. Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's learned from mishpat, which would only mean benochachut habeis din, in the presence of the beis din. And Rabbi Yehuda from Ushvat etem tzedek, they're the shoiftim, they're the ones doing it. They're creating this geiris. They're making the chalos geiris. So we don't need a psak din, right? There's no psak din of the geiris. So what's pshat u'shvat etem? That they make him into a geir, just like they make a psak din. So with this, we can be miyashev the Rambam in the 13th parak of Hilchos Esurei Bia, halacha vav. Who writes, Hoyle v'tzarech litbol bifnei shloisha, v'hoyle v'adav v'tzarech beizdin, ein matbilen oise b'shabbos v'lo b'yomtu v'lo b'layla. Since you need to be toibel in front of three people, and you need a beizdin, so you're not matbil this person, this ger, on Shabbos and on yomtu in the night. Frak the kesef mishnah, the Gemara says it's because of tikkunei gavra lo matkina. So why do we say, why does the Rambam here give another reason? Since he has to be toivel b'fnei shloisha, you need a beis din, so you're not doing it on Shabbos, Yantav, and at night. Because you don't have the beis din sitting Shabbos, Yantav, at night. So memela is not mezgayer. But why doesn't the frak the kesef mishnah? What about the reason of the Gemara, that you're not allowed to do tikkunei gavra? However, according to what we said, we can explain that the Gemara is now holding like Rabbi Yehuda, who learns in the pasuk of Ushvat etem tzedek, and therefore it's tikkunei gavra, because it's the beis din doing it. Over the Rambam, paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, from the pasuk of Mishpat, it says Mishpat, and if so, he holds that the beis din don't make the chalos geiros, rather he himself makes it, and therefore the reason of tikkunei gavra isn't shayich, because before he was tovel, he's still a guy, and he's not musar al Shabbos. So the Rambam who paskins that we learn from Mishpat, like Rabbi Yochanan, so he holds that the beis din is not making the chalos geira. So don't tell me it's because of tikkunei gavra, because it's not the beis din doing it, it's him doing it, and he's a goy. So what must the problem be? The problem must be a different problem. And what's that problem? That the beis din doesn't sit on Shabbos, but it's not a problem of tikkunei gavra, like the Gemara says, because the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's midin mishpat, which means that it's the ger performing the geiris in front of the beis din. So since it's not the beis din doing the chalos geiris, so we don't have a problem with tikkunei gavra. We don't have a problem with tikkunei gavra if it's the beis din doing the chalos geiris. So according to this, it would appear that Shitas Rashi, that the gather of geiris is that beis din are megayer him, and all we need is that he should be a willing party. And therefore, we don't need the din of shlichus. We just need that it should be a schus, because ein megayri in baal karcho boy rotzon. And therefore, since it's a schus, and we assess that even if he'd be a gadol, he'd be pleased with this, therefore it's not considered baal karcho. So that's why Rashi holds, that's what Rashi would explain, that even though this tefilas ger katan is a din d'oraisa, nevertheless, we don't have a problem with the issue of zechias mitam shlichus and ein shlichus lekotin, because Rashi is holding that it's not b'teras shlichus, and the only zechia, you just have to come onto zechia here, so that it's not lechova, so that you want to know that it's good for him. You're not going to do it unless it's good for him. But you don't need to come on to shlichos because it's the Beis Din doing it. They're not his shliach. And it's beseder because it's because if he was a gadol, he'd be white want it. And that the Rav Yosef says he gdilu yicholim limchos. That's because if he gets older and he's moicha, that shows them afraid, he didn't really want it. But Tosfos is holding that the gedder of Geirus is that the Mizgayer himself, Kavanoso, he's making the Chalos Geirus. So therefore, a Kadin can't have that Kavana. So it must be the Bezin's doing it for him. Zechi is mitam shlichos, they're his shliach, and having making this Chalos Geirus. And therefore Tosfos had the problem of how is he doing it? But according to Rashi, it's not a problem because you don't need to come on to shlichos here, because it's the Beis Din making the chalos, not the Beis Din on behalf of the ger, as Tosfos holds. Okay, the sugya goes on and on. Obviously, ger katan is a huge, huge sugya, and we have more to say. We'd like to continue in this path in a future shir. We just ask that Hashem HaTov should give us life and health and everything good so that we can continue lilmodu lelamed lishmor v'las l'chaim v'skalibay samtar v'sidi hava min v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.